Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. And welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland here in Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Hold on a second while I turn off the football game because, you know, I've been watching NFL all... Oh, wait. No, I haven't. Raise your hand if you have not been watching NFL all weekend. Add me to that list. Our studio lines are open as always. If you'd like to call in, we want to hear from you tonight. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. And, you know, it is a bummer because I got to admit, I love the NFL. I have a fantasy football league that for the first time in years, I'm not actually doing fantasy football this year because I don't want to watch the games. I don't want to see stickers on the backs of their helmets. It's a bummer. But you know what? I'll find something else to do. Maybe I can enjoy professional cricket or something. Tonight, we've got a heck of a lineup for you. We'll talk with Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins about last week's State Finance Council meeting and their decision to extend the governor's emergency declaration. Numbers USA President Chris Chmielewski is going to join us. We wanted to get him on last week. We couldn't get a chance to talk to him. We just got too busy. He's going to detail how at their recent convention, the Democrats adopted a radical open borders immigration platform. We'll talk to him tonight. Kansas GOP Party Chairman Mike Kuckelman is going to be with us to give us an update on the races to watch from across the state. Noted Christopher Columbus scholar Dr. Robert Royal is going to join us to discuss his new book, which lays bare the truth about who Columbus was and why it would be a tragedy of history to continue to take down his statues, Thomas Jefferson's statues, etc. This is actually something I've been wanting to get into as, you know, these radicals across the country start tearing down our history and trying to demonize these historical figures who, you know, they're sinners like the rest of us. They're human. So Robert Royal will be with us. We're going to talk to Bree Russell and Tanya Hudson. They are from the Unmask Wichita, Unmask Sedgwick County group who were part of that group of just average, everyday Joe citizens who are going to tell us about the not-so-warm welcome they received from the Wichita City Council this week when they dared to stand up and express their First Amendment rights to the mayor. Apparently, Brandon Whipple doesn't like it when people exercise their free speech rights. How dare they? And Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign is going to join us to give us an update on their plans now that we're 20 days out from the November election. 50 days. 50 days out. Can you believe that we're 50 days? We're less than 2 months out from the November elections. And that's the crux of tonight's monologue, folks. You know, and I want to start off this evening by saying I love Kansas. I've had the opportunity, I've been blessed to travel all across Kansas for work and for fun. One of the benefits of working on as many statewide political campaigns as I have is I've had the pleasure of visiting all four corners of our lovely state. I've driven last election cycle. I drove the Remain Red bus tour from Goodland to Garden City, from Pittsburgh to Paola, Atchison to Abilene, and a ton of points in between. And I've had the honor of meeting great patriotic Kansans all along the way. Now, all that being said, folks, our state is in big trouble. We have a great group of Kansans, our fellow citizens, and some of us are naive as heck if we think Laura Kelly is the solution. Kansas is experiencing the slowest unemployment recovery in the country under the leadership of Laura Kelly. And leadership is the wrong term to use. It's feckless leadership. According to a new study, this is the worst economic recovery in the country. And Laura Kelly is responsible. And that is despite the fact that she and her weak Republican allies, quote unquote, ended the Brownback experiment that was supposed to fix everything. Remember, they passed the largest tax increase in Kansas history a few years ago. It was supposed to solve everything. Instead, Kelly's economic response to the virus has been nothing short of a disaster. More than 80,000 Kansans continue to file for unemployment benefits each week. And for more than a month, the governor has dragged her feet on applying for the extra $300 per week under President Trump's executive order. While Kelly played politics, 45 other states applied for and received authorization for those benefits. Under Kelly's leadership, Kansas also ranks in the bottom five states in coronavirus testing and capacity. Being at or near the bottom of the country in a performance metric is becoming familiar territory for the Kelly administration, regardless of how many phony, doctored graphs her KDHE secretary falsifies. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The Kansas Department of Labor is still a disaster. Our foster care and mental health programs in the state have only gotten worse under her inept leadership. And we've still got two more years of her custodial ruination to live through. The state is not only bleeding jobs, but Kansas also ranked in the bottom five states in the country in outbound migration in 2019, meaning only four states are doing worse in terms of losing residents than we are. That's nothing to be proud of, Governor. Put that on your reelection bumper stickers. I dare you. Just last week, she had to ask the federal government yet again for a bailout from the devastating effects of her first statewide lockdown and her fiscal mismanagement. Laura Kelly and the Democrats in the legislature are clearly not up to the task of managing our state's response to the virus and the economic downturn that has resulted from it. Their answer seems to be limiting and restricting our freedoms, limiting our rights, and closing our businesses while empowering themselves and their friends, and they have no answers on how to get us out of this. Folks, We have got to change things around in Kansas, and we've got to do it, and we only have 50 days in which to do it in. The November election is critical, and conservatives and Republicans cannot afford to sit this one out. If we do, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Coming up after the break, Numbers USA President Chris Chmielewski is going to detail at how their recent invention, the Democrats adopted an open borders immigration platform. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.